right, guys, daily podcast time for this Monday morning, December 10th. How's it going out there? Dave here with all the best stuff from this morning for you and your listening enjoyment. Thanks for checking it out. The Eagles suffered a tough loss yesterday, but we didn't let that get us down. It is, after all, the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas spirit is flowing here in the studio. We talked our upcoming Christmas party. It's going to be a huge show on Friday. Looking forward to it, and our Christmas PJs are in the mail in preparation for it. Hopefully you can join us here in studio. It's going to be a great time. We have booze, tickets, prizes, guests, but it is Monday, and this is what happened today on the show. We shared four random facts, heard about candy cane Christianity. We thinned the herd of stupidity. It was an all-Florida version today. If you're a normal listener, you are not surprised by that at all. But you may be surprised about the sheep that showed up when a mom was trying to prepare for her son's nativity, well, performance at school. NASA is being lobbied to save Tony Stark floating out in space. And all sorts of other silliness for you to mull over with us. Here you go. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting all Christmassy this week. We got the Christmas pajama party coming up this Friday. Yep. We'll give you the opportunity later on this morning to be a guest here in the studio for that. We got to get the studio decorated before everybody gets in here.
Definitely.
You know, and I got, from what I understand, it's in Steve's car.
Uh-huh.
I got my aluminum Christmas tree.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Yep. Did you?
Yep. A listener.
From the listener?
From the listener, yeah.
She came through?
She came through in a big way. All right, and it's sitting in Steve's car, and I can't wait to bring this home and listen to my wife bitch about it.
Does that have the color wheel?
It's got the color wheel and everything. Got the whole nine yards. The whole thing. I've been looking for one of these for years.
Yeah, man.
All right?
It's great.
I'm telling you, I'm feeling it. And I want to go on record saying I believe that I am still in the Little Drummer Boy competition. All right, I'm still in it because I did not hear it on its own. I only heard Steve going, "Oh look, I heard this. Listen to what a piece of crap it was. It was an example."
Did you hear it?
Right. Yeah, you could do whatever you want until I push a button. Nothing's gonna.
We have
happen,
like, dude, six or seven versions.
Nothing.
I can't even spell it right.
John blocked it on our system.
Has to be perfect in this system. I mean. Right.
But no, you know what's wild about it? I'm riding around yesterday.
That is pretty amazing. You haven't heard it yet.
I haven't heard it in the natural environment. I'm even listening to Christmas music.
Yeah.
I'm even listening to Christmas music, and I haven't bumped into it. It hasn't happened at a mall.
Maybe
it hasn't
other,
happened anywhere.
Other
nothing like this worked?
All right. Let's see. Ha, 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 ha.
I think you brought the fader down.
John has a fader down.
Yeah, right. That fader me down for the next hour, unless I say something to him.
I've got every fader down in the room.
Bring one up and fire this next commercial.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9. MGK.
Okay, it's a spoiler alert right here, but I'm telling you, if you see the trailer, you're going to see this. Tony Stark appears to be in deep trouble while isolated in deep space.
Sure.
Okay? The nerds, the fanboys, all this stuff, are contacting NASA.
Oh, my God.
And sending NASA, please send a rescue team for Tony Stark. My boy is dying out there. Dear NASA, please find Tony Stark. That poor guy is floating somewhere up in space and is running out of oxygen. We need your help.
Jesus.
At NASA, stop other things. Just go for Tony Stark and rescue him, or you will pay for it. Go, go, go. Just go there, damn it, folks. Go there, damn it, NASA. All right.
And Steve wonders why I'm out from comic book movies.
Guys, do you think they're not joking about that?
All right.
No. Nope.
They're virgins and
I know
serious.
They're not. Yep.
They're serious. They believe Tony Stark is real.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I guess we should say a little bit about yesterday's Eagles game.
Nope.
You don't want to say anything, Steve?
No.
No.
Is there to say?
It just wasn't our year.
You know. Well,
everything's going against us.
Yeah, I mean,
even coin tosses.
All of the injuries, the coin tosses.
The refs.
Right, the refs yesterday, that was terrible. That was some of the worst, you know.
It started off awful.
It's easy to bitch about the officiating, but that was bad officiating. Yeah.
There's some games where it's worth it.
That really was. That was, you know. But I've got to ask, which was worse? In all honesty, which was worse, right, the officiating in that game, or that when it went to overtime, at the party Steve was at, that's when Santa showed up.
Oh, my God. He got there.
And Santa was watching the game, too.
Santa
it's not
was
like
watching the game.
He was oblivious.
Impeccable timing. Showed up with 2 minutes left in overtime.
That is such a violation.
Right, and a house full of kids, all these people at this party, right, and all of a sudden, it's Santa! Oh
2 minutes left in overtime. I couldn't believe it.
That is such a violation.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And from what I understand, Santa had a few.
Who do you know with a liver that's huge, a big red nose, and gobbles down booze?
Drunken Santa's coming to town.
Gather round. He's ringing a bell, holding a cup, playing Santa Claus beat, sobering up.
Drunken Santa's coming to town. He talks to every boy and girl. There's vodka in his beard. He looks like he is gonna hurl. This Santa's really weird.
The kids all laugh when he's doing his dance, but actually he's just wetting his pants.
Santa Claus is coming.
You mean the big fat man with the stoly breath.
He's coming to town.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Have you picked out your Christmas pajamas yet there, Cindy?
I ordered some online. They better come.
Oh, so did I.
Did you?
Yep.
Did you? Yeah. I'm going back a couple of years for a pair that I'm wearing this year.
I'm probably
worn them in 3 years.
I'll probably make a stop at the Walmart's women's section.
You're hanging up Chevy Chase?
Well, it's not really a pajama, vacation? Though. Yeah, it's not really a pajama. Yeah, I've worn it a few years.
Yeah.
But you can find some really good ugly Christmas stuff in the women's section of Walmart.
Really?
Yes, I have an ugly vest that I got. From
I was thinking about hitting Target myself because they use a Walmart display.
Women's section of Walmart.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Yes.
And if you really want to go bad, go Q-Mart.
Just the idea of Steve shopping in the women's section.
Listen, you got to do what
Walmart
you got to do, guys. You
for know, himself.
Get the pajamas, maybe a nice lace undie. Whatever fits.
What? I want to see you in lace undies.
Tis the season,
on Friday.
Guys.
All right. Well, in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll give you the opportunity to join us. You get to bring somebody along. There's a huge bunch of gifts. Vinnie Brand's going to be here, plus a very special surprise guest. And someone is winning a New Year's Eve celebration at Valley Forge Casino Resort for New Year's Eve, a premium table package for two. You get to be at the vault. You have the dueling piano guys there. There's the table for two, open bar, a full buffet, and an overnight stay. And someone's going to walk away with that. It's going to be a great day Friday. It's going to be an absolutely great day Friday, and hopefully you will be here for it.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, seeing that I'm not speaking all that good this morning, get us started, Steve.
All right, 1 million seconds ago, it was November 28th.
Okay.
1 billion seconds ago, with a B, it was 1987.
Really?
Yeah, weird, right? And 1 trillion seconds ago, did I say 1 billion years ago?
Yeah.
1 billion seconds ago was 1987. Okay. Sorry. Right. And 1 trillion seconds ago, it was roughly 30,000 BC.
Get out!
Is that weird?
That makes
me feel awesome about our
dead. I gotta tell you, if someone asked me 1 trillion seconds ago, I would go 1941.
Right.
All right, what do you got, Cindy?
Bees stop buzzing during a total solar eclipse.
Really?
Evidently, yes.
Okay. All right.
How did you do that research?
I listened very carefully.
Okay. At night, in the dark. All right. What do you got, Dave?
Netflix is now 15% of the web traffic worldwide. General web browsing, only 17%.
Get out!
They are taking over.
Wow. Yeah. And lastly, this morning, ladies and gentlemen, lemurs have the largest testes of any primates. Right?
Wow.
And if humans had gonads in relative size, they would be the size of grapefruits.
Wow.
And there are your four major facts for today. Give me the theme.
Oh!
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy, did you go to Catholic school?
I sure did. 12 you did. Years.
12 years. Wow. Okay. Yep. All right. How many years did you go, Steve?
12.
12. You went 12. All right. Yep. I only went 7. I went 7 years, and then I had to go to public school for 1 year, and there was no way in hell they were getting me back into Catholic school. I was like, wait a second, I could take an art class. Really? Right? Okay. I mean, it's not the nun who comes in once a month, right, and make me make a turkey with my hand? Okay, fine. I'm liking this. What about, well, Dave, you're still a churchgoer.
Oh, yeah. Right. Never went to Catholic school, but every Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just sort of curious if anyone ever heard any of this. There's a woman named Jennifer Sinclair. She is the principal of the Manchester Elementary School in Elkhorn, Nebraska. And she recently sent out a memo to the staff about what is and what isn't acceptable at school during the holiday season. Okay, basically her goal was to remove anything with religious themes, including, I'm not sure if maybe they taught this at St. Joe's.
Right.
It's possible. I don't know. Where'd you go, Cindy? Our Lady of the Burning Ashes?
St. Pius
X. St. Pius X. Oh, we had one of those up by me, too. All right. I went to Our Lady of the Metered Parking Lots. All right. Anyway, she wants to remove from the school altogether, and I'm pretty sure we were all taught this, candy canes.
What?
Like Jesus holding a candy cane?
No, not Jesus holding a candy cane. Candy canes themselves. According to her, and I'm quoting her, historically, the shape is the J for Jesus. The red is the blood of Christ, and the white is the symbol of his resurrection.
You idiots.
I was never taught this.
This is fascinating. I was never taught this.
First off,
we have our fifth random facts for the day.
You're looking like a candy cane upside down, you moron.
My kid just did this in the car seat the other day. He's going, Jay, James.
See, that's it. He's onto it. Yeah. He's onto it, right?
The spirit was moving him.
The school has suspended her.
Good.
Okay. She's out. She's gone. She's history.
Killer. Death by candy cane. Just kill her.
That's it. Just inject it right into her. Here, more corn syrup for you.
The John DiBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Send the herd. Send the herd.
As what I heard, is it true?
Mm-hmm.
We are all Florida today?
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, this guy is truly Florida, and I had to do math on this story. I want you to listen to this, because I've got a story here about a guy who wasn't too drunk to drive. He was too drunk to live. All right, listen to these numbers. The cops in Florida pulled over a 50-year-old guy named Ricardo Gonzalez on Sunday, this is yesterday, after they got several calls about him driving drunk. When they gave him a breathalyzer test, those reports were right, because Ricardo blew a .66.
Damn. Oh, my God.
All right? And then on a second test, a .64. All right? Now, those results are 8 times the legal limit. Now, just for reference, a .40 level is considered potentially fatal, and Ricardo was long past that. Right? The police reported him at 200 pounds, so I did some math. And for him to have a .66 blood alcohol level, he would need to have put back about 33 to 35 drinks that were 100 proof. That's more than a bottle of booze, right? Somehow, he did not die or even go to the hospital, although he was arrested for drunken driving.
In the herd.
What do you got, Steve?
All right, two officers of the law in Daytona Beach, Florida, they had an assignment on Saturday night. They had to escort Santa and Mrs. Claus to the tree lighting ceremony at an outlet mall. So they took the couple, they drove them there, they took some pictures, then they headed back to their cop car, and when they got to the parking lot, they spotted people trying to steal a tire off of another car.
Okay.
So they went over and searched the car also, and they found that they had just shoplifted stuff from 6 different stores at the mall. So the cops who were there just to drive Santa and Mrs. Claus for a ceremonial police escort, wound up arresting 3 adults and 1 16-year-old. They're all facing several charges: petty theft, grand theft, resisting arrest, and more. Merry Christmas.
All right, where in Florida are you, Dave?
I am in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay.
I got a story about if you're going to be soliciting a prostitute, also make sure that you aren't horrible at bartering. Mm-hmm. There's a 57-year-old guy named Frank Capone there, and on Saturday afternoon, he went up to a prostitute and offered a trade. She'd perform a sex act on him, and he'd give her a hamburger.
Yeah.
What is with these people who think you could pick up hookers for food? Usually it's tacos.
It's usually fast food, chicken nuggets.
Exactly.
Well, in this case, it was a burger. And there's no word on whether he already had the hamburger or he was going to fix it for her later. But either way, the prostitute was an undercover cop, and she arrested him for misdemeanor prostitution.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, Dave, this one's right up your alley. Ooh, and, of course, still from Florida.
Okay.
I mean, there's a fine line between being Q from James Bond movie and being a petty criminal. There's a 70-year-old guy named Robert Davis from Key Largo, Florida, and he installed a remote control black shield that he could roll down over his license plate on his minivan so when he was going through tolls and wouldn't pay them, the cameras couldn't get a shot of his license plate.
Okay.
All right. Robert kept getting away with it until about a week and a half ago when an off-duty Florida Highway Patrol officer randomly spotted the license plate shield in action at the toll plaza. Robert was arrested and charged with organized fraud and petty theft.
In the herd.
And because it's Florida.
Florida man, there's something in the water, the air or sand that makes you do all that crazy crap. It's like the state is one big dumbass trap. Nowhere else has the Florida man. It is almost like as the weird factor climbs, you'll find out it happened in Florida every time. Florida man, if anyone can cheer me up, you know you can. Does my life get crazy? But of course, but it's not as bad crap crazy as yours. Nowhere else are you gonna find him. They're so used to it, they don't mind him. Hooray for Florida man!
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird and my bush.
MGK.
I'm sorry. I know you saw this story. I don't know if Steve saw it, but it's just I shouldn't be laughing at it, but it's hysterical.
No, you should.
All right.
We all should.
All right.
Let's laugh at it.
A mortified mom in Scotland was sending her little boy, Alfie, to the Christmas pageant where he was going to be a shepherd.
Okay.
He's going to be a shepherd in the play. Now, to some extent, she should be embarrassed by the shepherd outfit that she put together for him.
I saw that. Yeah.
Right? His shepherd, whatever you call that thing, a headdress,
right,
was nothing more than a dish towel,
yeah,
right, with a rubber band around it.
It's so poor.
Right? Right? Yeah. His shepherd costume was a robe. It was a red
robe. It was like a red bathrobe.
A red, yeah, bathrobe with an emblem on it, like he was going to Inverness or some school, right? Hogwarts or something, right? Right. And then she ordered for him online. She went to Amazon and she ordered for him online a sheep, mm-hmm, for him to bring to school, proving that he was a shepherd.
Right. A nice prop. Right.
A nice prop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she paid attention as to what kind of blow-up sheep she got.
Oh, it was a blow-up sheep.
It was a blow-up sheep. Yeah, it was a blow-up sheep. The one that you normally give to a guy at a bachelor party. You know, it usually, yes. It has painted on nylon stocking, fishnet stockings. You know, it's got a little hat on.
Got some makeup.
It's got red lipstick.
Eyeliner.
Right. And it's got a hole in it, right?
Are you kidding me?
It's not a hole that air can come out of. It's correct, a hole that things can go into.
Right? Why do these exist?
Well, they're for stag parties. It's just supposed to be a joke, right? You know. But no, she brought it for little Alfie. And my favorite quote is, I can't believe this is here. Right now, I bet you he's up in his room stuffing Legos in that hole.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.